So let's review. The Gemara earlier noted contradiction. The Mishnah Masechta Pesachim rules, Einin Tevel Va'eichel Es Pischa La'erev, and Einin may bring his Karban Pesach and eat it that night. Apparently, this Mishnah follows the opinion of Reb Shimon that Aninas Laila Midrabanan, on the night after the death, one is only an Einin Midrabanan, and the Rabbanan waived this prohibition regarding the Karban Pesach since it carries the penalty of Karas. However, Reb Shimon ruled in Ebraisa, Kol Karbanishu Mevi Kishu Shalom Mevi, Ve'einin Mevi Kishu Einin. One may only bring a carbon when he is whole, but not when he is an einin and mourning, and he included Pesach in this ruling. The Gemara in the previous daf offered two answers, and now proceeds to suggest an additional three answers. Kan shemes le mes biyodalad, v'kavr biyodalad, kan shemes le mes biyodgimel, v'kavr biyodalad. Reb Shimon in the Braisa refers to an einin whose relative both died and was buried on Erev Pesach, and unlike in the Kashan and in the previous answers, Reb Shimon holds ye misa tevis leila midaraisa. On the night following the death, one in his einin min ha-Torah, and so he cannot bring nor eat any carbon, even the carbon Pesach. However, the Mishnah in Pesach refers to an einin whose relative died the day before Erev Pesach and was only buried on Erev Pesach. And yom kvur midrabanan in the tevis leila ele midrabanan. On the day of the burial, one is merely an einin midrabanan, and the following night he is certainly only an einin midrabanan. The Chacham waived this prohibition for the carbon Pesach. The fourth answer. According to this answer, the relative died Erev Pesach and he's an Oinim in HaTorah. However, it depends. Kan Shemes Koidim Chatzais, Kan Shemes La'achar Chatzais. The Brice refers to a case where he became an Oinim before midday Erev Pesach. Therefore, Koidim Chatzais Deloy Ichzi LaPesach Chayla La'aninas. Since he was not yet obligated in the Karban Pesach, the Aninas takes effect and he cannot bring the Karban Pesach. However, the Mishnah Pesachim refers to a case where he became an Oinim after Chatzais. Therefore, Achar Chatzais De Ichzi LaPesach Loy Chayla La'aninas. Since he was already obligated in the Karban Pesach, the Aninus does not take effect because it cannot override this obligation. Furthermore, this answer, like the first two, assumes that Reb Shimon holds Aninus Lal Midrabanan, and therefore he may even eat the Karban Pesach. The fifth answer. Kan Koidim Shashacht V'Zarkolav, Kan La'achar Shashacht V'Zarkolav. The Brice refers to a case where he became an Einin before the Shechita and Zrika were performed, and he cannot bring the Karban Pesach even if it happened after Chatzais. However, the Mishnah in Pesachim refers to a case where he became an Einin after the Shechita and Zrika were already performed. And he may eat the Karban Pesach because the Chacham waived the Aninus Leil Midrabanan, because according to this answer, the Mishnah holds Achilas Pesachim Me'akva, eating the Karban Pesach is an essential part of the obligation of the Karban Pesach, and if he does not eat from it, it's as if he did not bring a Karban Pesach, and he would be Chayav Karas. Abaya, the author of the fourth answer, brings proof that Shani Le Ben Koidim Chatzais Ben La'acha Chatzais. There is indeed a difference whether he became an Einin before or after Chatzais. From the contradiction between the following two braises. One braise expounds the pasuk in Parshas Emor regarding a kohen becoming tummy to one of his close relatives, and the pasuk says, "V'lachayse abzula hakroiva elav lo yitama," and the braise says, "Lo yitama mitzvah." The kohen is obligated to become tummy. Lo yratza metama noisal karche. If he does not want to become tummy, we compel him to become tummy. And ma'ase b'yesev a kohen shemese ishtav erva pesach b'lo yratza letame v'nimnu achva kahanim v'timu bal karche. There was a Kohen whose wife died Erev Pesach. He did not want to become Tummy so that he could bring the Karban Pesach, and yet the other Kohen compelled him to become Tummy. Because as Rashi explains, Afka Aseh Aninus Mei Pesach. From the moment his wife died, his status as an Einin overrides the Pesach obligation, and so he cannot bring the Karban Pesach, even if he would not be Metame himself. Therefore, they obligate him to bury his wife and be Metame himself because he couldn't bring the Karban Pesach anyway. And so we see from this Braisa that Einin Mevi Kishu Einin. An Einin does not bring a Karban Pesach. However, another braisa expounds the pasuk in Parshas Nasr regarding a nazir becoming tummy to one of his close relatives. And the pasuk says, "Koyim hezir l'Hashem al nefesh meis lo yavoy la'avev ul'imay la'ach v'la'chisay li'tamalem b'maisam." And since nefesh elu akareivim meis elu harachikim, since a nazir is forbidden to become tummy to anyone, even to his closest relatives, the listing of his relatives in the next pasuk is superfluous. And the braisa therefore expounds each word. For example, la'avavein the metama av metama hu l'meis mitzvah. He may not become tummy to his father, but he should become tummy to assist in the burial of a meis mitzvah, a corpse that has no one to bury him. After expounding the next few words in a similar fashion, the braisa continues, v'lachoyse matama leimah, harei shahalach l'shchadez peskei v'lomales benoi b'shamash meis leimeis yachol yitamei amrit lo yitamah. Even if he was going to slaughter the Karban Pesach or to perform a bris milah on his son, which permits him to bring the Karban Pesach, the word v'lachoyse teaches that he may not become tummy to his sister, because he has an obligation to bring the Karban Pesach. Apparently, this braisa holds lo yafkase aninus me pesach. His status as an einin does not override the Pesach obligation, and he could bring the Karban Pesach if he would not be metam himself. Therefore, the braisa rules that he may not be metam himself so that he can bring the Karban Pesach. And so we see from this braisa that einin toivu va'ichel es pischa le'erv, an einin does bring a Karban Pesach. And so we have the same contradiction as before. The first braisa holds einen mebi kishu einen, and einen does not bring a korban pesach. And the second braisa holds einen taiva v'eichel peschel erev, and einen does bring a korban pesach. Clearly, we must differentiate as Abaye did, kan koim chatzos, kan lacha chatzos. The first braisa refers to where he became an einen before chatzos, and he does not bring the korban pesach because he was not yet obligated in the korban pesach when the ninus took effect. While the second braisa refers to where he became an einan after chatzos, and he does bring the korban pesach because he was already obligated in the korban pesach before he became an einan, and that ninus cannot take effect. However, the Gemara offers another way of reconciling the two braisas. Both braisas agree that einan teivav v'eichel is peschel erev, and einan does bring a korban pesach, and the issue here is tumah. A tamei certainly cannot bring a korban pesach. Now, this machlekes regarding a kohen becoming tamei to his close relatives as follows. The pasuk says, "V'achleisei habesula akreve lav lo yitama." Lo yitama, rishus de Rabbi Shmuel. The kohen is permitted to become tami. It's optional. Rabbi Kiva ay mecheva. The kohen is obligated to become tami. It's compulsory. Now, we can reconcile the two braises as follows. Ha Rabbi Shmuel, v'ha Rabbi Kiva. The second braise holds like Rabbi Shmuel that it's a rishus. Therefore, in this case, he may not be metam himself so that he should be able to bring the korban pesach. While the first braise holds like Rabbi Kiva that it's a cheva. Therefore, he must be metame himself, even though he will not be able to bring the korban pesach now. Because as Rashi explains, the chiv to be metame himself, to bury her, overrides the chiv of the korban pesach, which can be brought pesach sheni. However, the Gemara rejects this explanation, because the author of the second braisa is certainly Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara in the fifth answer cited the opinion that achilas pesach ma'akva, eating the korban pesach, is an essential part of the obligation, and supports it from the following braisa. There are several different times when one has the status of a mourner, and the degree of severity is in the following order. Einan, the day one of his seven close relatives died. Yom Kivura, the day of the burial. Yom Shemu, the day he hears about the death, within 30 days. And Yom Likud HaTzamis, the day bones are collected from the grave and buried again. And the braisa rules. Yom Shemu k'yom Kivura l'mitzvah shiva v'shleishim. The day one hears of the death has the same status as the day of the burial regarding the restrictions of the 7 and 30 days of mourning. V'alchilas p'sachim k'yom Likud HaTzamis. However, regarding eating from the korban pesach, the Yom Shemu has the status of a day when the relative is reburied and one is permitted to touch him that night. The Gemara infers, Machladu Yom Kivura fil erev nami le'achol, on the day of the burial, one may not eat kachem even on the following night. However, the Braisa continues, Echad zeh ve'echad zeh teivu v'echol b'kachem le'erev. Regarding both the Yom Kivura and the Yom Likud HaTzamis, one may eat kachem the following night. And so we have an apparent contradiction. The Reisha seems to be saying, Lil Yom Kivura aser, and the Sefer seems to be saying, Lil Yom Kivura mutter. Now, Rabbi Bar Avuha answered, Kan la'achar shkeis achama, kan samach l'shkeis achama. The Reish of the Braisa refers to a case where he heard about the death after sunset. Therefore, regarding Kvura, the night is considered the Yom Kvura itself, and he may not eat the Pesach because the Chachamim were machmer on Yom Kvura because it could be confused with the Yom HaMisa, which is Benat Torah. But regarding Yom Shmuel, we give him the status of a Yom Likud HaTzamis, and he may eat the Pesach because the Chachamim were not machmer. The Seifa, on the other hand, is discussing where he heard about the death before sunset. Therefore, even if the actual burial would have taken place then, he would be permitted, since the night following the Yom Kivur is only with Rabbanan. And the Gemara explains that the Chum were not machmer on Leil Yom Kivur, Yom Shmua, v'Yom Likud HaTzamis, because achilas p'sacha ma'akva, because eating it is an essential part of the Korban Pesach, which is a chi of kars. The Gemara cites another solution to the stira in the Braisa. Tanoihi, the Braisa is citing two opinions regarding Yom Kivur tafas Leil with Rabbanan, where the Rabbanan forbade the night following the Yom Kivur. The Gemara cites a braisa to show that this is indeed a machlekes tanoim, and the final version of the braisa is as follows. Regarding Yom Kivura, the Chacham say, Ad Masei hu misoin alav, kol oisa hayoim b'loi lele. He's an oinen just the entire day of the burial, but not at night. Rabbi Yomer calls manch le nikfer, vim nikfer toivis lele. He's an oinen on the day of the burial and at night as well.